ABC Radio Australia.
Experts warn four-storey high waves could hit the Pacific due to climate change and destroy shoreline towns. Huge waves were recently recorded in the east of New Zealand's Campbell Islands, some of them measuring 23 metres. Experts say this is due to faster and stronger winds towards the poles, resulting in more intense storms and rising water. Physical oceanographer at Met Ocean Solution, Jao Albuquerque, explains the science behind this phenomenon.
So the biggest wave we have recorded this year was 13.6 meters, and that was on around Campbell Islands, and that was of this drifting buoy that was around and could record that wave.
Are we having a growing concern about the size of those waves? Are these becoming increasingly dangerous, maybe closer to shore?
Right. These are slightly different things, let's say, because when the wave reaches a certain height, it starts to dissipate its energy. It just breaks and starts to dissipate. So that's why we only see these huge waves in very deep waters, because the deeper the water, the bigger the wave can be. When the wave reach shallower waters, it just starts to dissipate energy by breaking. And so by the time it reaches the shore, even though it can be a big wave, it won't be as big as what you get in the ocean, right? But the things that we have associated with big waves are, for example, if you have a big storm happening, right, the waves can increase in size. And as the waves increase in size, the water level around the beach increases just because of the wave energy that is arriving. So there's more water arriving, so the water level automatically increases. So that is something that could cause beach erosion, for example. This is what we call wave setup. But then on top of the wave setup, we can also add the difference in pressure that occurs when there's a storm. Like normally the storm has a low pressure system. It occurs during within a low pressure system. And this low pressure system pulls the water up. So you have the wave setup plus this is what we call storm surge, when the storm just pulls the water level up. So the water level increases even more and you have the big waves. And then that's where you can get, like, depending on the intensity of the storm, depending on the amount of sand that you have on the beach until you get some structure or something, you can raise the water level and you have strong waves hitting either infrastructure or just eroding the wave and eroding the beach. And this sort of process is occurring. So that's when things really become dangerous. But note that it's not like one huge wave, but it's a whole process. It's a storm and big waves and the water level increasing and then wiping out, you know, a beach or anything like that around the shore.
Right. And we are getting obviously stronger storms, like more intense storms that create those phenomena of waves. Since the temperatures have been rising?
So we do have evidence that as these indices change, the wave characteristics will change as well. Like in a warmer planet, the changes in these indices and in the waves are going to be more severe. We have simulations for that that shows, for example, that in a warmer planet, there's this westerly jet that is basically like all of the winds that are running around the Southern Ocean. As the planet warms up, these winds, they shift towards the pole. And as they shift towards the pole, they get even faster than they already are. And this can generate like even bigger waves than what we have nowadays. So the thing about the Pacific Islands, around there you could have, then we would be looking at another area. We would be looking around the tropics. So we can also see changes around the trade winds. But yeah, mostly around the eastern Pacific, that's where you can have some increase in the trade winds and then also on the wave heights. But you can also have an increase in wave heights around the Pacific Islands. If you look as the westerly jet down, as it shifts poleward and increases in speed, it will generate bigger waves, and these waves can propagate all the way up to the Pacific Islands as well. So there is an expected increase in wave height at the Pacific Islands, also due to this poleward shift of the westerly jet.